Heavenly Father, we come to you.
Not yet.
Heavenly Father, we come to you right now as humble as we are. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and let us enter into his holy courts with praise. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. You are indeed listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience for this October 30th, 2022. Now, I am Apostle Shalene Cook, but as always, I am joined by some beautiful and anointed servant leaders in the persons of Bishop Lester Carver, Pastor Vanessa Carver, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Apostle Zeta Flowers, Minister Gladys McGee, Evangelist Michelle Scott, Minister Tina Brown, and we want to say a special good morning to our most faithful listener, hallelujah, Brother Marty Nichols is in the house with us this morning. So on behalf of all of us, we would like to say a very special good morning and welcome you to our service. We pray that you will hear something that will truly uplift your spirit and bless your very soul. Now, we will now go to opening prayer with Evangelist Michelle Scott. Amen.
Thank you. Heavenly Father, we come to your throne of grace as humble as we know how. We, with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts, we thank you, Lord God, for opening our eyes to see a brand new day. Lord, we can all worship you in spirit and in truth in this new day. Lord, we thank you for the gift of breath in our lungs, Father God.
Yes.
We thank you for just being a God of second chances, Lord God. We can complete tasks that we weren't able to do on yesterday and be better today than we were yesterday. Father God, Lord, if we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't praise you enough, Lord God.
Yes.
We thank you for this ministry, Spirit Alive, and the head of the ministry, Bishop Cook, Father God. We thank you for every servant. For every servant leader in this ministry, Father God, we thank you for all of the listeners all around the world, Father God.
Yes.
We thank you for our family members and our friends, Father God. We thank you for people we haven't even came in contact with, Lord God. And we thank you for all of those that we come in contact with on a daily basis that we might be a blessing in their lives. We thank you for forgiveness, Father God. We thank you for forgiveness on today, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
we thank you
Jesus.
For peace and love. We lift you up on high today and always, Lord, not just today, but always, Lord God. You are so wonderful, and you deserve all the praise and glory and honor, Father God. Lord, it is in Jesus Christ's name that I pray, and I lift you up and thank you for all that you do in our lives, Jesus. Amen and hallelujah.
Amen.
Something new is coming to me. How do I know? Cause we got history. Let's go.
Good day and bad day.
Each day,
each day,
I feel the same.
Say,
thank you,
thank you.
For
letting me see you.
Oh yeah.
Some days I feel the same.
Try on.
Let's go!
thank you for letting me,
see.
Yeah, I owe you that much, even
on my face.
You
put a smile on my face.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, go ahead, bring your beat in.
That's
I remember it.
Your love surrounding me.
Time for the meditational reading, which is brought to us each and every Sunday morning faithfully by the anointed mother of our assembly, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell. So won't you please retrieve your Bibles and give your undivided attention to the mother of this assembly, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell. Amen.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. I love each and every one of you, no matter how near or far. This morning's meditational reading is entitled, God Daily Loads You with Benefits. We'll be looking at part Deuteronomy 28 and 6. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. In the Jewish community, the promise, blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out, refers to being blessed in the affairs of one's daily life, whether in or outside one's home. So here, God is saying that you are blessed in your everyday life. Do you believe it? Do you believe that every day your family and work life are blessed? Or do you think that you are blessed only during Christmas or when you receive your gifts, the year-end bonus, mm-hmm. and when you get that promotion you have mm-hmm. been wanting? Perhaps you think that the blessed life only begins when you meet the man or woman in your dreams. No, my friend, you are blessed every day, and you have God's word for it. In Psalm 68, verse 19 says, "Be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits, the God of our salvation." And because God's word says so, believe that every day of your life is loaded with benefits. Every morning when you get up, believe that it is a day that the Lord has made, and rejoice and be glad in it. Psalms 118, verse 24. Start the day expecting it to be loaded with the benefits that God has prepared just for you. At night, when it is time to sleep, know that you will be blessed when you get up in the morning, because there will be another load of benefits from your Heavenly Father, who so loves you unconditionally, waiting for you. You can't make your blessings happen, but if you will just believe what God has said in His Word and act like it is so, the blessings will manifest in your life. In fact, God wants to bless you more than you want to be blessed. The word declares it. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits, the God of our salvation. Beloved, believe God's word. Believe him for the blessings, and you will find yourself loaded with his daily benefits. May the Lord add blessings and favor to the readers, hearers, and especially the doers of his holy and righteous word. The thought for the day, start the day expecting to be loaded with the benefits that God has prepared for you. Amen.
Well, yes, it's true that I've been told.
It is now prayer time here at the Spirit of Live Praise and Worship Experience. Hallelujah. And this is a time when we come together, hallelujah, as a family, by the power of the Holy Spirit. And we stand in the gap for our brothers and sisters all over this world. This is a time that we bring our prayers, our supplications, our intercessions, and our petitions, and we lay them at God's feet. Hallelujah. And when we take things to the Lord, you need to know and understand that here we believe God will do exactly what he says he will do. So therefore, we are expecting, hallelujah, God to move in the natural and the supernatural, because he has declared and decreed that when we abide in him and he abides in us, we can come to him boldly as his children and ask what we will, and it shall be done. So what I want you to do right now is to clear your minds and bow your hearts as we go to the Lord, in prayer. O Most High, we come singing praises to your holy name, for you alone, O God, are worthy. Father God, we thank you that we live, move, and have our very being in you. We praise you, Father God, that you sit high and you look low, but you still know all about us. Father God, we thank you for being our Father. We just thank you and praise you, hallelujah, that you are our protector, hallelujah, that you are our provider, you are our healer. And then, Father God, we come thanking you for your darling son, Jesus, whose atoning work on that cross allows us to come to your throne boldly in the first place. So keeping that in mind, Father God, before we go any further, we ask right now in the name of Jesus that if we've done, said, or did, if we've done, said, or thought anything, Father God, that is not of you, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you forgive us, Lord God. We repent. And we pray that you would cleanse us of all unrighteousness, because your word says that you are faithful to do that. So, Lord, we come with humble hearts and bowed heads, with raised hands, Lord, first praising you for being our God, adoring you, Father God, for there is none like you. There is nobody greater. But now, Lord God, we come standing in the gap for your people all over this world. First and foremost, Lord God, we lift up all of those who are still sick, Lord God, who are still struggling with terminal illnesses, or they're just struggling right now with an injury. But Lord God, we know that you are able to heal in mind, body, and spirit. So Lord God, we know that just a touch from you can heal them, Lord God. So we just pray that you continue to heal your people, Lord. And we're praising you right now for all of those who have received their healing, that is stepping into their healing, that is allowing you to heal them, Lord God. We just pray that more would turn to you and trust you to heal the things that are broken. And Lord, we pray for our children this morning. We pray that you would protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger. Father God, we just pray that you would be a fence all around our children. We pray that you would guard their minds, Father God, and that you, Lord God, would keep their hearts in perfect peace. That we pray against that spirit of rebellion. We pray, Lord God, against that spirit that causes our young ones to think that they know when they don't. That is a ploy from the enemy, and we pull it down. We cancel out every assignment that the enemy has for our children. We plead the blood of Jesus over our children right now in your son's name. Lord God, we pray for those who are being abused and exploited this morning, because we know that you are rescuing plenty. But Lord God, there are still those that find themselves being trafficked, that find themselves being abused, that find themselves, Father God, feeling hopeless and hurt and lost, Lord God. We pray that you would just stop by and remind them that you are God alone, and you don't miss a detail to any of our lives. And Lord God, we come praying for every government all over this world. Lord God, we pray that every citizen of every nation, Lord God, that calls themselves by your name would stand up, Lord God, and really begin to pray, turn from our wicked ways, really get humble before you, Lord, and really be about your business so that you can heal these lands. And Lord, I pray for every servant leader and every house that is open in your name, every Zoom program, every blog talk radio program, Lord, that is declaring your glory. Lord, I pray for every servant leader today because, Lord God, it is time to stop posing and performing and start praying and praising your holy name so that people might be delivered. It is time, Father God, for us to stop taunting and being theatrical and be truthful about your holy word so that the chains can fall off your people. Father God, I pray right now that we would continue to study and to show ourselves approved always, that we would always have a reachable, teachable spirit, Father God, because we know that none of us have arrived. We all need to repent every day. We all need your grace every day. We all need your mercy every day, Father God. And Lord God, I pray that servant leaders' hearts will not be hardened to the traditions and the things that they were taught by man, but they would begin to dig into your word, Lord God. Put the tradition aside and just live according to your word. Everything we need to know about arriving at your kingdom, Lord, is in your word, not in a man's agenda, not in a man's opinion, but it is in your holy word. Now, Lord, I just praise you this morning for being our victory. But you can only be our victory, Father God, when we're standing in you. Lord God, I pray that more people will stand up, Lord God, and more disciples will be making disciples, Father God, that we will be about strengthening one another, fortifying one another, Father God, lifting one another up, holding each other's arms up, Lord God, when the road gets rough, when it gets weary. Lord, I'm praying for all those people that are burdened down because you said in your holy word to cast our cares on you, on Christ Jesus, because in due time, hallelujah, that he would strengthen, perfect, and establish us, Lord God. So we know, hallelujah, those of us that know you, Lord God, we know we have a history with you. We know that you can do all things with them because we've seen you do it. Hallelujah. Lord God, we can sing the victory today because we've already been victorious in you. There are things that only you can do, Father God, and we've seen it with our own eyes. But Lord God, we want to praise you for that because you said when your people praise you, when your people pray, that we will see miracles, signs, and wonders. Hallelujah. Yeah. People will begin to speak in tongues. They will forget about themselves, Father God, and they will just give you the glory. Oh, what a time when the real people of God come together. Lord God, we want this word to strengthen, and we want you to be glorified in all that you do. Continue to bless the mighty servant leaders here at Spirit Alive, each and every one of them. Bless their ministries, Father God. Press down, shaking together, and running over. And I praise you, Lord God, that we all can come together as a family of ministries to bless your holy name and to teach the gospel. It is in your name we pray all things. Amen and amen.
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 Y'all better pray for y'all.
Evangelists and some pastors and teachers,
to God. It is now time for this morning's message. And before the woman of God comes forth, I would be remiss if I did not wish our most beloved Apostle Zeta a very beautiful and blessed birthday on tomorrow. Hallelujah. God is good. So in case we don't see you tomorrow, Apostle Zeta, we want to say happy birthday to you today. Praise God.
Happy
My brothers
birthday,
and sisters,
woman.
Happy birthday, woman of God. We love you.
Thank you.
Go down the line and say happy birthday. Hallelujah. Go right now. We're not going to talk over each other today. I'm going to be good. Praise
happy birthday,
the living God.
God bless you, Apostle Zeta.
There you go.
Happy
we got
birthday.
It. We, there you go.
Thank you all.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
All right.
Zeta.
There you go.
God bless you, darling.
All right. Now. So now that we've got our happy birthdays over, oh, yeah, we will stop a worship service to lift up one of our own in a heartbeat, okay? And, Lord, this woman has been serving the Lord for a long time. Hallelujah. I love her because she goes precept upon precept. If you got a problem with what she teaches, you better go up there and take it up with Jesus. So right now, my brothers and sisters, again, get your Bibles. Get something to write with and write on, and get ready to receive an anointed word from our mighty queen and birthday queen, hallelujah, mighty woman of God, Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless each and every one of you.
Thank you for the birthday greeting. I appreciate it. Minister Michelle Scott, I thank God for life today. Praise God, I really do. He didn't have to leave me here this long, but he has, and I thank him for it. Just let me know that he's not finished with me yet. Amen. So God bless you, and I'm going to have a brief word of prayer before I go into the message today. And the message today is on spiritual maturity. Praise God. Father God, I come humbly before you this morning, asking, Lord, that you will speak through me and allow me to speak the very words that you would have to go out on this day for the sake of Christ. And the sake of others in the body. I thank you. I pray that your anointing will come forth. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, I pray, Lord, also that when we hear your word, we will apply the word and live graciously by your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. The message today is on spiritual maturity. And when we first accept the Lord Jesus Christ, that is when our spiritual journey to spiritual maturity begins. Praise God. A spiritually mature person actively honors all beings and recognizes that we are all created in the image and the likeness of God. According to Genesis 1:26, and also with the capacity to discover all that we need that he has already prepared for us in taking on our spiritual journey and becoming more and more spiritually developed. Amen. Spiritual maturity is achieved through becoming more like Jesus Christ. It's important because we're not called to continue being the same person that we once were before
being saved. God doesn't want us to continue doing the things in our own way. So we need to learn that we need to allow God to have his way in our lives. Lay aside our own plans, our own thoughts, and lay aside our ego if we have that. Because to me, when I think about ego, and some of us have had it, some of us still have it, and if we do, we need to be rid of it and allow God to have it. Because ego, to me, is easing God out. If we don't allow him to be involved in every area of our lives, we can easily ease him out, and we don't want to do that. That's ego. We have been brought from darkness into his marvelous light.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. And what a blessing that we were, that we didn't have to remain in darkness. Praise God. That we can really come into his likeness and know more about him as we study and as we hear the word of God being preached and hear the prophets as they speak into our lives. At this time, I'm going to go to, it's so much when you get to digging in and studying about spiritual growth and maturity and development. It's a lot, but it's not too much that we can't receive. Amen. Okay, so I'm going to go to Ephesians. Well, first I would like to just share a little bit of a scripture talking about maturity. You know, when we first accept the Lord Jesus Christ, at least most of us, it's like, we're newborn babes, like newborn babes, and we desire the sincere milk of the word. And then the natural, we desire milk, not meat, all right? But as we grow, and that's found in a few places, 1 Peter, the second chapter. But as newborn babes, as we are when we first come to Christ, we are looking for the milk because we are not yet learned enough to need or desire the meat of the word. Amen. So we need to grow, praise God. And in this passage in verse 2, it says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. If so, be ye have tasted, the Lord is gracious. And there's another scripture that says, taste and see that the Lord is good. So yeah. We want to really, really get to know him, praise God. So we want to try him. And that's what it means, that, you know, as we try God, we're going to learn of him. We're going to know more about him. We're going to establish a relationship with him. And the days will come that we will mature and continue to mature in him so that we're no longer, you know, on the bottle, so to speak, the baby bottle. But now we're old enough and we've gotten a little bit more mature enough that we can accept the true word of God and then learn to apply through obedience the word of God in our own lives and simply just do what God tells us to do through his holy word. Amen. Praise God. So we all need to grow. As babes, we need to grow physically. We need to grow spiritually. Amen. Praise God. So that we will be successful and the things that God gives us in our lives, that we will also be able to mature enough that we can help others that are born again believers that have just come into the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We can also be a help to them. Praise God. So I'm going to now go to Ephesians, the fourth chapter. And I'm going to be in this chapter for a little bit, and then in Galatians, and again in 2 Peter. So let's start with the 13th verse. Okay. It says, till we all come. No, I want to go ahead of that. Let's begin with, we'll start with the first verse and then go further. It says, I, and this is Paul speaking to the Ephesians church at the time. He says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in the hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. That's us. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, when he left the earth and he went to be at the right hand of the Father, then he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he has ascended, what is it but that he also ascended first into the lower parts of the earth? Okay, he came down to us. He left his heavenly place and came down to us because he saw fit to save us, hallelujah, from our sins. And then it says, the song that was played earlier really made me think of this passage as well. I already had it marked. And he gave some apostles and some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for, and this is very important that we get this, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So that's what it's all about. That's why he gave us these callings. That's why God put us in position for certain things, and he gave us gifts according to the measure of our own faith. Praise God. And as it says here, till we all come into the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So we want to walk in his fullness, praise God, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. And Satan will use whomever he can to deceive us. So we must be careful. Verse 15 says, but speaking the truth in love may grow into him in all things, which is the head of Christ. Amen. So we must speak the truth in love. And whatever we do, forbearing one another or assisting one another in the body of Christ, or even bearing one another's burdens, we must remember that love is the important thing. Whatever we do, let us do it in love. Amen? Hallelujah. Because our Heavenly Father loves all of us. And if we say we love the Father, then we must love his people. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. So we must love one another as he has loved us. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we must speak the truth in love, as it says in verse 15. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, praise God, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it is so important that we fit together in the body of Christ. And when we think about our physical bodies, we think about the head and, you know, the other parts of our bodies and on down. But we got to remember, and what we need to remember is that every part of our body is so important. Every part, you know, the hands can't be the feet, you know. The head can't, you know, the head has their part in the body of Christ. Everybody cannot be the head, you know. When we think about our bodies, every part of our bodies in their functioning carries out something very important, because it wouldn't work if every part of the body is not working together in conjunction with the rest of the body. The head can't work itself by itself without the rest of the body. Praise God. Our feet are important. Our feet, and sometimes people think less of their feet. They want to be the head, but they don't think much of their feet. But the feet is very important, because the feet hold up the whole entire body.
Yes.
So if there's something wrong with the feet, then the rest of the body can be out of joint. Praise God. Or have a difficult time, you know, functioning and accomplishing the things that we do together as a whole body. It also fits within the church realm that each person is important to the body of Christ. Each person has a function to perform in the body of Christ, because the God we serve is a God of order. And so everything has to be in its place in order for things to work out and for things to come together as they should in the body of Christ. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So that means that we must all see each other as an important part of the body of Christ. Just as he does, he values each and every one of us. We all have different talents. We all came from different environments. You know, not all of us grew up in the church. Some did, some didn't. Even some that did ended up not really knowing Jesus or having that personal relationship with him. And so we all are growing as we continue and maturing and developing as God would have us to be. Praise God. So that's why it's so important that we rely on God for our services and for anything that we do. Enter first into a relationship with him. And as I said before, that begins when we first accept the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives. That's when we begin to become more mature than what we were. Praise God. Because we're growing and we're developing, because we're hearing the Word of God. We're applying the Word of God. You know, we're desiring the word of God now, because we're no longer babes in Christ, but there is some maturity going on here. So we're learning more about him, praise God, and then we come into that place where we can share more. We can share our testimonies. The more we learn about Christ and his word, the more of his word we can share. Praise God. And we're not to be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Hallelujah. But the word has to get out to the unbelievers so that they too can be saved and have the right to eternal life and peace in Christ Jesus. Amen. So we want to really look at this book and study this book, Ephesians 4 and also 5, because it teaches us a lot also. I'm going to go over to the 5th chapter, starting with the first verse. It says, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor." And these are some of the things that we need to look at, because we, you know, when you come to Christ, you don't want to fall back into bondage or go back into doing some of the things that you have done before. And as I read more into this passage, it's going to bring out some of these things, hallelujah, that the enemy tries to use, you know, to set us back.
That's right. That's right.
Verse, amen. So it says, "Be ye therefore followers of Christ, followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ has also loved us and has given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints, after you've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an adulterer, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God." So we don't want people to miss God. We don't want people to miss heaven. So we have to get the word out and let them know that we can no longer continue in sin. Praise God. Verse 6 says, "Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience." When we disobey, then, you know, punishment comes. So we want to obey God. We want to be obedient to God. We want to please God in that way. Amen. Verse 7 says, "Be not ye therefore partakers with them." Amen. So even when we first become saved, sometimes we still have friends that are still in the world, still doing the worldly things, and their lives are not changing. And so, and we are becoming who we need to become, because we're spiritually maturing, and so we don't want to join in with them, because we may end up going back into the world and doing the worldly things that we did before we accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. Because when we accept him, we have become a new creature.
Yes.
And all those
yes.
things are passed away.
Yes.
And we have been brought into the newness of Christ. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
So it says,
"Amen.
For ye were sometimes darkness, but now ye are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light." Amen. Hallelujah. And doing that, others will see that you have changed. Others will see that you are different than what you used to be. Praise God. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. So we must know that that correctness needs to take place, that we need to change, that we need to, if someone comes to us as a leader or whoever that might be, another believer, they can come forth and let us know and speak to you about where you are or what you're doing. Praise God. And just letting you know that this is not of God. Amen. But we do it in a gentle way. Meek. We come meek. We come with love. Amen. Hallelujah. So that they know that we care about them, but we don't want to see them lost. And we don't want them to go back into bondage when they have already
Amen.
Been set free. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, let's see, I'm going to, let's go to Romans 5. Romans, the 5th chapter, and it's the 3rd and the 4th verses. This is a talking about us being justified by faith. Praise God. Therefore, being justified by faith, the first verse, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we also glory in tribulations, also knowing that tribulation worketh patience. And patience is a virtue. And patience is one of the ones that's listed in Galatians, the 5th chapter, talking about the fruits of the Spirit. So we must also have patience. Amen. Hallelujah. With our walk. Patience. So we know that tribulation worketh patience. And patience, experience, which we also need. And in our spiritual journey, we gain some experience along the way. And then through experience, hope. And hope, fifth verse, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. That was us. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We won't miss heaven. Hallelujah. We will be with him. We will have that eternal peace and life, hallelujah, that we're striving for now down on earth, doing what we can and being obedient to God. And we're striving, hallelujah, to be who we need to be in order to enter into the kingdom and be with the Lord Jesus Christ forever and ever, hallelujah. So we don't have to. The wrath does not have to come upon us. We can escape that. And we want to, because we want to be with Jesus, don't we? We want to see Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
One day. Hallelujah. He has already prepared a place for us to go and to be with him. Hallelujah. So I'm about to wind this up. Taking the time. Anyway, let's see. In Galatians 6 and 2, Paul was giving the Galatians Christians some instructions on, how to live and care about one another and to help one another, praise God, that they continue to walk by the Spirit, those that have been restored and are in line with God. And also, we are to help those to be restored, praise God, hallelujah, those that have taken a step back. We can go to them and restore them back, praise God. And he's, you know, he's teaching that, and that's what is expected of us, praise God. You know, we're not exempt, so when we get saved, we're going to go through some things. We're going to face some trials, and we're going to go through tribulations and some testings and some failures and everything. But the burdens that others have is supposed to reflect, have a reflection on us that are mature in Christ Jesus. And so we can go to them and restore them back. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because others will sometimes they will feel like things are burdening them down. You know, they're burdened down too heavy. And so they take a step back. And so we want to make sure that those that are mature of us, that we restore them. Hallelujah. So that they can continue on where they left off, and we can help them through it, you know. Because if my sister or brother is hurting and they're going through, then I should feel something about that, you know. It might not be as strong of a hurt as what they're experiencing, but I should have some feeling about that. And if I can, then mm-hmm. I want to lessen their burden.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what God wants us to do, praise God.
Yeah.
But we do it with gentleness. We do it with humility.
Yeah.
You know, we don't go to them acting as though none of this stuff we have ever faced in our own lives. You know, when
come on, that's
like taking a step
mm-hmm.
back. Okay,
yeah.
So we go in love. We go with gentleness to restore them. And we definitely go in humility, praise God. Not shaking the finger at anybody or not trying to blame them for anything, because we are not to judge. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're to help
Amen.
Restore. We're to help others to continue to grow and mature in Christ Jesus. And if we can help them in any way, that way, then that's what we're supposed to do. To
yeah.
help them to build them up, to lift them up, to help them, to give them scripture that will help them along on the way.
Mm-hmm.
Like Philippians
mm-hmm.
4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Yes.
And then another scripture that I like to give is seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you.
Yeah.
And they are. And I was paying attention to the reading by Mother Mitchell this morning. She was saying that the Lord wants to bless us even more than currently being blessed.
Mm-hmm.
She might
mm-hmm.
not say it in those exact words, but I knew that that's what she meant. And he does.
Amen.
He does
Amen.
Want to bless us. Yes, he wants to bless us. To the extent where, you know, we won't even have room for our blessing, you know. He wants to
mm-hmm.
give us the overflow. And that's the kind
mm-hmm.
of God we serve. And as we mature spiritually and continue to grow in him, the more we know that he wants us to have all things that we need, all of the things that we need. He wants to bless
yes.
us beyond
yes. yes.
He wants us to have even more than what most of us have now, because
yes.
so often we're living beneath our own privileges because we're not reaching out and accepting what he has already prepared for us. And that's
okay.
what he wants us to do.
Now.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
What he says he will
Amen.
Do, he will do. He has promised, and every promise, as we know, is yea and amen. He's not going to go back
amen.
On his promises. Praise God.
Yeah.
Everything that he promised us, he wants us to have. He wants us to have it willingly. He wants us to just know him to that extent, that he
yes.
is that we need to know him in his greatness. Amen? Not just what our basic needs call for, but more than that, beyond that, way beyond that, to the point where we can reach out to others more, we can give more, hallelujah, we can accomplish more, hallelujah, our territory can be increased more.
Yes.
You know, and when I say that, oftentimes when he's telling us to increase our territory, he's not telling us to build a great mansion, although if he does, then he's going to supply that as well. Praise God. He will supply the right blueprint and everything that will make that happen. But he wants us to, I know when he tells us, I know, well, I'm going to speak personally, he's telling me to increase my territory. That means to get out more, to cover more area.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So
yes.
Not all the time is he meaning it just for us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
But also for the sake of others. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then when he gives us more, then we have more to give out.
Yeah.
And we don't have to try to hold on or hoard anything, because the more we give, the more he's going to get back to us. And that's the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he desires that we abide in his word and in his love. Hallelujah. To the extent where we see others the same way that he does. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And we must love them the same way that he does.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It is so much more. So much more to say about spiritual maturity and where the Lord wants us to be.
Thank you, Tom.
But I know that time is
Take your time, Apostle. Take your time.
Hallelujah. But I know the Lord is really speaking to us about our purpose and about our being readily focused on prayer. Whenever there's a prayer need, we need to meet it. If we know about a healing, then we need to be involved. We need to make sure that we're doing our part through prayer, through coming into unity with other believers, through reconciliation. Hallelujah. Utilizing the power that God has given us, because he truly has. And, you know, when Satan is coming at us like a roaring lion, you know, there's a time that we have to stand. There's a time that we have to, you know, utilize the power that God has given us through scripture, through standing, you know, through commanding, hallelujah, through pulling down those strongholds, you know, and just continuing in obedience, and then our service, making sure that we're serving God, hallelujah, that we're active in service. We have faith, but our faith needs to be activated. We need to go forth and do the things that are necessary for the body of Christ, for us to even be in unity with one another. Praise God. So our service is very important. And as servant leaders, we know that we have assignments. We know that we need to fulfill the very things that God has set before us. And we can do that. We can do that through prayer, through fasting. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. And then, you know, evangelizing is so important, that no matter what position we're called to, whatever your calling is, whatever God has put on your heart, we all have a purpose to evangelize in some way or another, whether it's giving out tracts, getting on the phone, calling people, asking them to come, hallelujah. And it's not always asking them to come to us, to our church, to our ministry, and often it is. But the main thing is we want them to come to Jesus. And so evangelizing is necessary. Witnessing is necessary. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure that we bring somebody to Christ in all that we do.
Yes.
There is always so much more, but we cannot always tell it all either. So
amen.
I'm going to stop here. There are many other scriptures, but I'm going to stop here and turn this part of the service over to Apostle Shirlene Cook. But this has been a blessing. I thank God for this, and I thank God for spiritual maturity. And
yes.
I also thank him that we continue maturing, no matter how old
yes.
we get to be.
Amen.
But it's
Amen.
A continual walk. It's a continual
yes.
spiritual journey. Amen.
Yes, it is.
Amen. God bless you all, and I hope that you got something out of this. Amen.
Amen. We have heard an awesome word on this morning. Now, in a few moments, hallelujah, because I'm just going to give you a moment to just take it all in. So in a moment, I'm going to ask Evangelist Kathy Horton to come and invite you into a relationship with Jesus. Hallelujah. The gift giver.
Amen.
The assignment giver. But before you can get into your rightful place, you've got to come into relationship with the one, he who created you and he who died for you, hung, bled, and died for you.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
right now, if Pastor Vanessa Carver is available, this is another one of those messages that we most definitely want to seal with prayer, and then I will have Evangelist Kathy Horton come, and she will give you your invitation, and that, my brothers and sisters, and your and prayer, and then I'm going to, it's still laid on my heart, and since we have time, I'm going to ask Bishop Carver to come forth and have a word to the men, for the men, and pray for the men. So right now, Pastor Vanessa, if you are available, I'd like for you to come forth and bind this word in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes. Apostle Cook. And I thank you for Apostle Zeta for that awesome word. It was so timely, and it's right in the pocket of the things that God is saying right now over his people. Thank you, Lord, today for this word. Thank you, Father God, today that in our hearts and in our minds, Father God, that we're united and deciding today to walk in spiritual maturity. Whatever that means for us, Father God, I thank you that it be clear today, based upon the word that was presented, that the intents and motives of our heart, Father God, be revealed to us if it does not line up with your word. I thank you, Lord, today that I believe in the name of Jesus that this will create more unity and order in the body of Christ. Because I thank you, Lord, today that this is a military type of action, but this is a violent act to decide to be united in the name of Jesus and to go forth in spiritual maturity. And so I thank you and bless you, Father God, today for refilling the vessel, Father God, that poured into us as well.
Yes,
I thank you
Lord.
For strengthening
yes,
her part of her body, that she will be able to produce more of these types of sermons, Father God, as you give her strength, as you give her order, as you give her directions, Father God, as this thing on unity. I thank you, Lord, that even now, right now, I see a big stake. It's a stake in the ground. And I thank you, Lord, today that everything that she has said and spoken and the messages that she has given in this same vein, Father God, will be a place of stability, will be a place, Father God, will be a rooting place where the roots will go down deeper into the ground. And we will see the manifestation of this word. And the precious
word. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Evangelist Fortune, come on in and with the invitation, and then you can go ahead on and pray over those new converts.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you. God bless everybody. Praise the Lord. For my new people, just do this. I'm going to give you a little scripture, and then we're going to go forth. It says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, okay, mm-hmm. and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shall be saved.
Yes.
For with the
yes.
heart man believeth unto righteousness. Now here's the good part. And with thy mouth confess.
Yes.
Confession is made unto salvation. So what I'm going to have you to do is just repeat after me. If you believe that, what you just heard and what I just read, confess it with your mouth. Say it out loud. Okay, who's around you?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to stand. And you're going to stand and believe God from this day forward. So repeat after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, forgive me of all my sins and unrighteousness. And I now make you Lord of my life. Lead me and guide me according to your will, and that I may walk according in me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah.
See, it was just that simple. That's all
amen.
You have to say. And believe
mm-hmm.
it in your heart. If you confess that, you are saved. God bless you. Glory to God.
Yes.
And the Bible said the angels are rejoicing. Glory to God. You just
yes.
turned out.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, they are.
Now I'm going to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Those that just confess those words, you said not only would you save them, but you would also heal them. So I ask you in the name of Jesus, those who are sick, those who have issues in their body, or whatever the case may be, in their mind, in the name of Jesus, they're your children. They now receive the inheritance of your child. Health has to come. Obedience, Father. Help them to be obedient,
Lord,
in the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
Yes.
Bless them.
Yes,
they may
Lord.
Make a difference in their surroundings that people will
yes.
know they've
yes.
been saved. Make them a light wherever they go and use them according to your purpose. And Lord,
yes.
fill them with the Holy Ghost that
yes.
they may walk upright and receive all the privileges of a saint.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Bishop Carver, God bless you, beloved. Thank you, my dear sister. Hallelujah. Bishop Carver, it is still pressing upon my heart to just have the man of God who is always faithful to come forth and however God leads you to have a word or a word of prayer to our men of God, because we truly need them to take their rightful places. We need for them to mm-hmm. be about their father's business. Sons need to see their fathers being about our Heavenly Father's business. So, man of God,
yes.
would you please just come forth, take your time, and let the Lord use you in his own
Amen.
Way.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, Apostle Cook. I'll tell you that wonderful message that we heard this morning from Apostle Flowers was speaking of exactly the thing that you're calling for this morning. It
yes.
is order. When you talk about the body of Christ, you have to remember that the body of Christ has only one head, and that head is
yes.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And everything from the neck down is the body, and that's us. And so when Jesus Christ as the head, you understand, is the eyes and the ears and the mouth and the nose and the mind, and everything goes forth from the body to do and obey in order, so that every joint in its place, every person
mm-hmm.
in their place, according to the scripture. Now, if you look at what's going on in the world today, they are dismantling the order that God has established, and they start by dismantling the man from his position and emasculate the men in the world in order to turn God's design into something other than what he created. So what I'm going to do is share with you one scripture only from the Word of God, and then I'm going to pray. that's going to show you how your position as the men of God is established by God in his word. The scripture I'm going to read is 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. And it says, but I would have you to know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of every woman is man, and the head of Christ is God. So that when we talk about the body of Christ, we have to understand that Christ submitted to the authority of God in all things. So God highly exalted him above all and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee in heaven and earth and under the earth will bow and confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And what's going to happen is when we submit as men to the authority of Jesus Christ, as Jesus Christ submitted to the authority of God, according to this verse, then we are going to be placed in our rightful place. And God is going to exalt us so that we can truly perform the function of covering those
things you've
given us the responsibility of covering, so that the same protection that Jesus Christ received from God, we will receive from Christ, and the women and children under us will receive from us. And so I'm going to pray right now that we understand and we embrace the importance of our position, so that we do not allow the devil and the world to remove us from the rightful place that God has placed us, so that we can be effective in our ministry, effective in our business, effective in our households, and effective in the world for claiming the name for God and his kingdom. Heavenly Father, I thank you right now for the divine order that you put in place, so that every your design can be protected, can be strengthened, can be covered, can be effective, can be fruitful, God. Allow our strength to be manifested in our self-control and our ability to yield to the authority of your Son, Jesus Christ, in humility, God. Allow our gentleness to be known by those that we are responsible for, so that we can care for them the way that you care for us, by allowing your Son, Jesus Christ, to care for us and reinforce our efforts as we achieve success that you've called us to succeed and to have good success, as we courageously face the attacks of the devil and we boldly look for your deliverance and your victory that you've given us, so that our expectation in you can be that you will yield success through us, that you will expand your kingdom through us, that you will establish your dominion in the earth through us, and so that your women and children will be blessed and taught and reinforced by our presence our household, God. Father, I thank you for you allowing us to combat any demonic force that would dare to come against and make us less than you, who you've called us to be according to the authority of your word. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Bishop. Thank you so much. And my brothers and my sisters, here at Spirit Alive, we're not coming at you in condemnation or judgment. Like Apostle Zeta said, we're not here to beat you up with the word. We want to fortify you. We want you to be blessed, and we want you to have every benefit that our Heavenly Father has promised, because you are in your right position, hallelujah, and you are being obedient to the will and the word of God, hallelujah. I don't care how dark it may be, I don't care, but we just know that you have a position, you have a place in the body of Christ where you will perfectly fit to do the work of the kingdom. Amen. We are so blessed that you listen to us today here on Spirit Alive. Once again, we pray that you will continue to follow us here on the network. We have some very anointed teachers. First and foremost, they are teachers. Praise God. Hallelujah. But they bring the word of God precept upon precept. They bring the word in application. So if you're really wanting to learn, these are all servant leaders that believe in discipleship. So on behalf of myself, Apostle Shalene Cook, Bishop Lester Carver, Pastor Vanessa Carver, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, our anointed speaker of today, once again, happy birthday, Apostle Zeta Flowers. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
We had our sweet minister, Gladys McGee, in the house, but she was a little under the weather today. We want to thank God for Evangelist Michelle Scott. Of course, we had Minister Tina Brown in the house. Hallelujah. We
thank
praise
you,
God. We praise God for Evangelist Kathy Horton and, of course, our silent watchman on the wall who is always praying, Brother Marty Nichols. So on behalf of all of us, we pray that you have a beautiful and blessed week, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And from our household to your household, it is our fervent prayer that you truly be ye transformed. My brothers and sisters, you are dismissed. God bless you. And remember, God loves you, and so do we. To the Spirit of Life family, you were absolutely phenomenal. God bless you all. Have a beautiful afternoon, family.
You blessed.
You too.
Yeah.
Have a good week.
Yeah.
Have a blessed
love you all.
Amen.